Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 240. Wombat, how are you doing?
Good. No complaints today.
Shipwreck, in the house?
I am in the house. This house over here is the one I'm in.
Yes. Right.
The one you live in.
That's the one. Right, how'd you know?
We were just talking about Hang On Sloopy being the official state's rock song of Ohio.
I thought everybody knew that already. Did they not know that? What's the official state rock song of New York?
There is none. There is none.
None. Because
we're
New
not
York
queer
is awesome.
Like that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean queer homosexual. I mean queer as in deformed.
Yeah, we don't have an inferiority complex.
In case you weren't sure of that. Right. We don't need, exactly, Wombat. We don't need no song.
Yeah, we're a proud state. We know how cool New York is.
Right, and we have that Frank Sinatra song.
Exactly. And a Billy Joel song. And that Alicia Keys song.
Right.
Which is suspiciously like that Billy Joel song.
And the Jay-Z song.
Yes. Which is also the Alicia Keys song.
Right.
Maybe if you had a mm-hmm. state rock song, then you'd have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in your state. How about that?
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
We have the,
cheap rent.
We have the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You do.
But I don't even think most people consider that New York.
No, it's technically New York.
Could you find that on a map? If I put a state a picture of the state of New York on there, could you point to it?
Isn't it somewhere near the Corningware factory?
Well, maybe. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We could talk about Hang On Sloopy and state rock songs all day. I mean, I would never get tired of it. And I'd imagine.
I know I wouldn't. No. Well, isn't that what the show is about?
No. Well, actually...
Ohio Trivia Cast.
Did you know that Oklahoma's state rock song is Do You Realize by the Flaming Lips? That's pretty crazy.
They're
pretty hip.
Yeah, they are.
That must have been... Does that get voted on? Because that would have to be recent, right?
I'm not sure how these things are decided, but...
All right.
I'll keep looking into it.
Yeah, you report back to us. We'll do an update at the end of the show. A full rundown. Anyway, so this show is not user-generated, but maybe it should have been. Seems like it should have been so far.
I think it's just a quiet week for news.
Right. And it feels like we just did a show. But there was a lot of things that we forgot to talk about last week because we did do a user-generated outline on Google Docs. I was going through some of the comments, and one of the things that people mentioned was that they sort of liked it, but they felt like we rushed through a lot of things. And one of the things that people, or maybe one person, complained about was that I didn't talk enough about my Hawaii trip. And there was one thing that I did want to talk about that we didn't get to talk about. It's basically, you know, Americans are disgusting. I've just sort of come to this realization after not all of them, but there are some real prime examples, Wombat. No, not you, Wombat.
But I'm like, what did I do? I don't think I'm that disgusting.
I got into a hot tub with Ty. There's like this big hot tub, a couple of big hot tubs at this condo we stayed at. This family of, you know, I'm not in good shape by any stretch of the imagination. I was looking, my parents took some pictures of the trip, and there's a picture of me in my my swim trunks. And I look like a baked potato, basically. My body is like the shape of a baked potato, an albino baked potato. With arms.
A peeled baked potato.
Right, with arms and legs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not attractive by any stretch of the imagination. I get into this hot tub with this family, mother, father, I think one kid and a friend of the family. Each is more fat and disgusting than the last of them. The father has a tattoo on his arm. Not only is he disgusting, just completely disgusting.
Is it a tattoo of a naked lady?
It's a tattoo of a naked lady with, you know, giant...
You know you did tell this story in the last show.
I didn't. Well, no, I didn't tell the whole story. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yeah, naked lady, you know, tits on, you know, full in view tits, you know, giant fake naked lady tits on the tattoo. And... they start talking to each other, and of course it's not that big of a, it's a hot tub, so I can hear everything they're saying, and I'm talking to Ty, but I'm pretending, you know, that I'm not listening. The father goes on to tell a story how he got insanely drunk and just by himself on the beach and was walking along and had to climb over the fence to get back into the condo. And he decided, after doing that, he decided to sit at the bar. You know, bar is closed. Bar closed at 7 o'clock. So it's like 10:30 at night. Sitting at him by himself in the dark at the outside bar.
Did he take a leak while sitting at the bar?
Oh, I told the story last week?
Yes.
You might have told it off the air. I don't know. We talked a lot off the air last week, too. So
did we?
Yeah,
I feel like you told it on the show.
No, I didn't. But basically, that's what he said. He said he sat at the bar and he had to go to the bathroom and he just pissed at the bar. And. You know, I could understand like there being a really bad situation where that might have to happen, but I don't.
If anyone knows about bathroom emergencies,
right? And I'm going to get into that in a minute, actually. So this might be a question of the pot calling the kettle black, but he's not only did this happen, but he sees the need that he needs to share it with his family in a hot tub with two strangers who also obviously can listen.
Well, he obviously doesn't understand. Have a podcast with thousands and thousands of listeners to share these stories with.
But I'm also thinking, I don't think that's the majority American.
No, I realize this, but Hawaii...
Is someone who gets nasty drunk, sits at a bar, and pees himself.
I would hope not, but Hawaii seems to have a lot of heavily tattooed fat people. And I'm going to make, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt if I think that we're not all disgusting. Because like, I'm pretty plenty disgusting too, but at least if I did that, I wouldn't tell people. I wouldn't just share that information. Well, I would actually. You're right.
I know I'm right.
Yes, you 100% you would.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of stories you wouldn't want to tell people, right. Tell everyone about your poop.
Well, okay. So listen, here's what happened last week. And well, I made a tweet, a mysterious tweet last week that something happened that I don't know. I forgot what the tweet was, but I basically said something crazy happened. So right after we finished recording the show, and I had told Wombat that I was pretty busy, so I didn't even, I had time to record the show, I didn't know when to be able to actually edit it and get it up. But anyway, we record the show, and right afterwards, I'm like, all right, guys, I gotta go take a shit, I'll talk to you later. Now, I had been backed up for a couple of days. I think, you know, traveling, you know, being on an airplane for a long period of time, maybe dries you out a bit. I don't know. Shipwreck, you would know. Your wife's a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she probably has to deal with constipated animals all the time.
Yeah, dogs just, they go on long trips, they come back. She's got to go in there and clear them out all the time. No. I mean, that's basically what her job is.
No, but it must have happened, though. No?
I don't. Do you want me to go ask her if there's constipated dogs?
You don't have to ask her now.
Please don't.
You don't have to ask her now, but we need to find out. Anyway, so... I go to the toilet and it's not coming out, but I can tell that it has to come out. If you get my drift, I don't know, Wombat, if you've been in that situation before, but it, you know, it felt like I was about to give birth, but it just wouldn't come out. So I'm trying different positions. Like I try standing, I try squatting, I try putting my legs in different positions, anything to just get
that
this
picture
giant...
in my head. Yes, we got it.
oh, there's going to be a lot of... I should warn you, actually. It's maybe a little too late already, but there will be some graphic descriptions coming up, and you know, you may want to fast forward if you don't think you can handle it.
I think so, you're a lot more limber in my head, too. At least I'm hoping.
I'm not that limber. I used to be limber. I'm not limber. So
I picked your testicles slapping against your knees. That's...
against what?
Your knees.
No.
It's hot. You're kind of sweaty.
Okay, Yeah. So definitely sweaty because, like, I'm basically giving birth. Just imagine a man giving birth, and that is what's happening. So finally, like, the head comes out. Okay, I'm giving birth. The head comes out, but the body is not coming out, and it's getting very, very painful, just like a real childbirth. So I'm, like I said, I'm in the different positions. Nothing's working. Finally, I'm just like, I think I scream like, "Get out!" Like a horror movie. See, I told Wombat this story.
Who does number two work for?
I told Wombat this story. I didn't tell Shipwreck yet. So it's more like Get Out, like a Amityville Horror. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Get out.
But screaming loud. And it comes out. Okay. I squeeze with all my might and I'm sitting on the toilet again and it comes out. And I'm like, oh my God. And it just was an incredible, release. And I'm sweating like you envisioned, Wombat. I'm sweating. But all of a sudden, I start to feel like really lightheaded. And actually, I snuck a peek at it first before I started to feel lightheaded. Maybe that's what made me feel lightheaded. Because it was big, obviously. So,
like femur big?
Like, I would say femur big. Yeah, I would say like my forearm or like several cans of like Campbell's soup glued together. Okay, I would say like 3 to 4 cans with the girth of a Campbell's soup can.
That is so
okay.
Vile.
So, okay, just listen. This isn't, I'm not even, I haven't, I'm only halfway. I'm only halfway through the story.
Oh, good.
So I take a look at the turd. I'm like, wow, that was big. But then, I'm sitting on the toilet and I start to feel really lightheaded. Like everything is just like, I feel like I'm going to lose consciousness is what I feel like. I feel like I'm going to pass out. So I'm like, oh my God, this can't be happening. Like if I pass out on this floor, I have to, you have to understand, I have to go pick up Ty from school in about 15 minutes. I have to be there to pick him up. It takes me 5 minutes to walk there. So I'm about to pass out now on my bathroom floor. And I'm on the floor at this point. I'm like, everything is flashing through my eyes. I'm picturing like that I'm going to die and they're going to find this big turd in the toilet and my dead body right next to it. And I can already picture like the headline on Kotaku, like with the picture, just horrible. So I decide like I need to just try to get to a window as soon as possible and get some fresh air on me. But I'm on the floor and I can't actually move or anything. So I have to crawl on my stomach to my bedroom and sort of try to slide open the glass door to the balcony. And I somehow do it.
Obviously.
No pants. Yeah. I just,
okay. Just wanted to make sure I had that in my head.
Yeah. In fact, I might be completely naked with socks on.
Perfect.
Got it.
So,
you don't want to get anything on your feet.
Now, luckily, before I felt like I was going to pass out and fell to the floor, I did press the ass wash button. Okay? I did
manage.
That
was going to be my next question. Like, did it come out clean now, or is there
okay, so
wipeage involved?
I don't really know, but I did manage to push the ass wash button. So I was okay. I wasn't horrible, at least. I was pretty good. But I am about to pass out on my floor right now, naked. But manage to crawl to the bedroom and slide the door open and just crawl on top of my bed. And I lay there for about maybe 10 minutes sweating, but I feel better. I feel better. Like, I feel like I'm not going to die. I can, the dream, the nightmare of me being dead on the floor and people finding my poop is over.
Like Elvis.
What's that? Like, right. That's what I that all flashed in front of my eyes. I shit you not. So
no, you shit me.
Yeah. So I'm feeling a little better. Like I can actually get up now and I get up off the bed and I have to go pick up Ty in like 2 minutes. I go into the bathroom to look at the turd and I don't know how to get rid of it because I just take one look at it. I'm like, that, our toilet is very high tech in that it will wash your ass, but it doesn't have the strongest, it doesn't have that American water wasting suction that you like would find, you know, in like a public restroom or something like that.
You mean the kind of suction that would get a turd down a toilet?
A big one. So I flush it, but it just, you know, it doesn't even move. It just laughed at me.
Now, at this point, does it put on a little derby hat and start smoking a cigar? No. Just saying, you really think I'm going down the toilet?
Yeah, I think it was throwing confetti and yelling, "Hello, Frisco." I don't know, but I realized that I had to cut it up. So
you know what I picture? I picture those things from the fungus commercial. The toe fungus, or no, Mucinex.
Oh, where it talks to you?
Yes, that's what I think. That's what I'm picturing.
But the crazy thing is, during the show last week, you talked about how somebody in your office basically did the same thing, and it wouldn't go down the toilet.
That is true.
So I got a plastic hanger out of the closet, and I cut it up into like four pieces, and it went down. It was pretty gross.
And then you put the hanger back in the closet.
No. I had a garbage bag with me while I was while I was doing it. So I did think it's ahead. I didn't have to go anywhere with the duty hanger. And of course, when I told the story to my wife, the first thing is, her first question was, "Where is this hanger now?" I was like, "Don't worry.
No.
It's not even in the apartment anymore." So
it's funny.
So that was the story. And part of the reason why the show was delayed was I was so exhausted from that whole experience that when I put Ty to nap later in the day, I just collapsed and passed out with him. So I couldn't edit the show. That's when I thought I'd be able to edit the show. So that's why the show was late.
Yeah, something like that takes a lot out of you.
Yeah,
that's a story.
It took a lot out of me. I felt really drained for the whole rest of the day, and I mean, I was drained in a way. But anyway, so
did you learn anything? That's what happened. Experience. That's
I did learn something. Yes, I did learn that I need more fiber in my diet and to drink more liquids. In fact, I'm going to drink some liquid right now. But yeah, it was a life changing experience for sure. It was like childbirth in every way, except...
You don't have to pay for college.
Except you don't have to pay for college. Exactly. Speaking of childbirth, Wombat, you're like...
Yeah, do you look at Ty when he's not doing what you want to do? Why can't you be like your brother?
Your brown brother that I flushed down the toilet? That I had to cut up into four pieces?
You were asking me a question?
It was quintuplets, actually. Yeah, your wife's about to give birth in like a minute.
Yeah, like any second now. Right. She's officially 9 months and off of bed rest, and she went to the mall to try and get things moving.
Yep.
So yeah, by next week I could be a father again.
So your life was almost like sort of not, I wouldn't say back to normal, but like, you know, your daughter's two now, so things
She'll
were getting
be three
a lot
in 2 months. So she's right. Closer to three than two.
So
yes.
So things were getting a lot easier.
Oh yeah, significantly.
Yeah. So.
Although she has her new thing, which I think is a girl thing, where every night before bed we have to sit and talk, like literally discuss our feelings. It's almost like having two wives. We need to talk. Like, what am I, you going to dump me? What is going on here?
And what is the conversation about usually?
She literally tells me everything that happened to her in her day, minute by minute.
Oh my God.
The minute I leave the house to the minute I come home.
Ty won't even tell me what he had for lunch.
Oh, no, I get who she played with, when she played with, what they played with, the books that were read, what the books were about.
Wow.
Like, today, like, what was it about? Letters, book. I'm like, that's impressive. She sang songs, or she tells me, but the funny thing is that I'm learning things like they moved her best friend out of her daycare class.
Oh. Not a face biter, right?
Yeah, not the face biter. But I never would have known that if she didn't tell me.
Right. Was that important? So is this something you need to know?
Yeah. Well, we went to the school and said, you know, Sabrina's upset because her friend isn't in the class anymore.
Sure.
Or when Sabrina says, I really like this, you know, the letter sounds book. I think it's great that she's learning letter sounds. So we were able to ask the teacher, what is this letter sounds book? So we could get it and teach her letter sounds at home also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't have time. Actually, you won't have time to be doing that.
You never know. I could just stick the other kid in a baby Bjorn and just kind of
sure. Yeah,
I mean, you know what it's like the first 6 months. All you right. need to do is make sure they don't fall. Kind of. That's right. The goal.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. All right. So I guess we can move on now to some show feedback. So how did people like the show, the user-generated show, Wombat?
Well, eberm72492 says, I really enjoyed this episode. You guys should do a user-generated show at least once a month or something around along that line.
Yeah.
And I agree. Yeah, we'll I liked it.
Shipwreck, what'd you think of it?
I think it's a good idea. I think we could pull it off a little bit better than what we did last week. But
yeah, that was just the learning one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know,
it takes
the first
us one to learn.
There.
By the way, I know reading this guy's username, his Eberm, whatever. When I was in Hawaii, I saw the Roger Ebert movie review show. Have you seen that?
No, is it any good?
So he's got a show. It's like Robert Ebert presents
Roger.
What did I say? Robert. Roger Ebert presents at the movies or something.
Robert's a stupid name for stupid people.
Right.
With stupid faces.
Right, with actual faces. So,
that was hardcore.
Oh, I thought that's where you were going with it.
No, I was making fun of the other host of the show.
The one who has face cancer, right? That's the one you're talking about has a stupid face? That's,
exactly,
you bastard.
Exactly. Broken face, I think he was going for.
That's not quite what I meant, but now I feel really bad.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, if you want to feel less bad, you watch this at the movies with Roger Ebert presents. So what it is, it's two other people hosting the show, but they have like Ebert's desk, like Ebert's corner or something, and where it uses like his robot voice to read a movie review, and they show him for like a fraction of a second, basically. They show his face. But like the camera is moving like crazy in crazy directions and stuff. So it's sort of like watching a horror movie when the deformed bad guy comes on and the camera goes all crazy. So like you can't quite see, but you get just enough of a look that you're terrified, completely terrified. It's horrible, man. I feel so bad for him. I'm a big Roger Ebert fan. So much that I called him Robert 2 seconds ago. But I just remember reading all of his reviews, like every time, every week, and the original show with Gene Siskel is so good. I feel so bad for him. I started following on Twitter because I feel bad for him. But I don't know, man. Have you seen what he looks like?
Yes, not very good.
No.
I saw a good documentary. See, I'm switching things around a little bit.
What's that?
I saw a good documentary. I saw the Harry Nilsson. I think it's called Who is Harry Nilsson?
Oh, I heard that was really good, actually.
It's really good. You can watch that. That's on Instant on Netflix. And if you're a fan of music, I highly recommend it. It's such a sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's about a super talented guy with an amazing voice who just destroys himself with drugs, right?
Basically, yeah. And the funny thing is, and you know, it's also the as soon as he finds redemption, it all goes to crap. I mean, it's just sad. Like, yeah. It crushes you.
It has a lot of his music in it, I'm assuming.
It has a ton of his music. I mean, the whole thing was, it's an authorized, you know, documentary. It's not like the Beatles documentary where they can't play Beatles music.
It's not like Paul is Dead.
No, it's not like Paul is Dead, which is hysterically funny and awful.
I watched the trailer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it looks horrible.
It is so bad.
Right. I can't watch it. It's clearly meant to be fake, but horrible. Yeah, I don't think it was meant to be horrible.
Oh, God. It's so bad.
Okay.
But anyway, I recommend the Harry Nilsson. It's really good. It's really tragic, but the music is actually phenomenal. So
cool. I want to watch it. I have to probably watch that by myself, though.
Yeah, and it also makes me mad that the point... I don't even think The Point is available on DVD, let alone like a remastered Blu-ray version of The Point. I would buy that in a second for Sabrina.
Hmm. Have either of you watched Game of Thrones? Because that's incredible.
Nope.
No?
No, but we talked about Peter Dinklage last week.
I know. It's so good. You have to watch it.
I got rid of my cable last week. So
now you can't watch it.
Well, I couldn't watch it before because I didn't have HBO or whatever.
Right.
But now I'm just going the Netflix and Hulu route.
I saw that. They said Netflix, people watching Netflix on their home consoles is 90% of the bandwidth usage in the country.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, I'm pulling down a lot of bandwidth doing that. I mean, we're doing it on two different TVs at the same time, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah.
You both watching, you and the missus both watching different shows at the
right,
same time?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, she's got to watch all her Grey's Anatomies, and I got to watch, what did I watch? Some Spider-Man Unlimited? That's a really bad cartoon. I'm watching that, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not very good.
We watched Spectacular Spider-Man.
We talked about that last week. I know that for sure.
I rented it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good.
All right, what else? New releases? How about new releases?
Sounds good.
Sure, I like those.
Non-Brown releases.
Let's see. Not a whole lot out this week. For PC, there was The Witcher 2, which I've watched a little bit of that. I hope that comes to consoles. I think there was a rumor about it coming to consoles at the very least. But very much a medieval fantasy RPG-looking thing. So that looks good. Let's see what else came out. Chrono Trigger came out for Virtual Console. You guys are excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you say Virtual Console?
That's the one.
You mean there's a console that doesn't really exist, but you can still use it?
That's the rumor. I think I've done like one game on that thing. But I know Wombat has Super Mario Brothers, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, what's funny is I play it like more often than you would think.
Fair enough.
That's, yeah, so there.
Yeah.
Like every now and again, I go, Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Boop, boop, boop.
And right. Then
that's
on.
That's the sound my Super Mario Brothers makes, by
that,
the way.
That was dead on.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Denim. Let's, Xbox Live Arcade, there is that Sega Rally online game, which I've.
Wait, we're not talking about LA Noir?
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, it's just to say that it came out.
Have any of us played it?
No.
No, none of us.
I ordered it. I ordered it. It just hasn't come out.
We didn't, you know, you didn't get a copy of it from Rockstar, and I didn't get a copy of it from Rockstar, and I didn't go out to buy
fair,
it.
Neither one of us asked for a copy of it from Rockstar.
No, we did not. We did not ask for it.
Wow, I'm the only one who's interested in this game out of you guys. I'm surprised.
It's not that I'm not interested. I'm definitely interested. It's just, I don't know. I just, well, you know what's funny is that I should be very interested because I know that it borrows heavily from the works of James Ellroy. And as someone who's read every book he's written, I'd probably very much enjoy it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I am crazy.
Well, hopefully I'll have
it this
week.
The game is pretty much right up my alley, but because, you know, slow and methodical, that's right. Me.
No skill required.
No skill required.
See, this just doesn't sound like a fun game to me. Like,
okay. I haven't read anything about it, and I certainly don't, you know, I actually don't want to know too much about it. I know it's getting good reviews. That's
all I know. Yeah, it's getting good reviews. I'm sure it's a very good experience, but I'm just not, I don't really like the setting all that much, and the whole premise of, it just doesn't seem like it's a fun game to play. Mm-hmm. At least to me. Yeah.
Well,
so,
all right, we'll see. We'll talk about it when we actually play.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll still play it at some point. It's just
I'm psyched. I hope it better come for this weekend. I'm gonna have to kill somebody. I don't know. I might have to actually. I ordered it from Amazon Japan, but you know, from like one of the marketplace vendors, and I don't know. They're in Hokkaido, I think, and it hasn't shipped yet. I don't know. It's not looking good for this weekend.
Yeah. So sorry to everybody who wanted to hear our thoughts on LA Noir.
Right.
And then
we have no thoughts on it.
Right. At least you got to hear me talk about taking a shit for 10 minutes.
Seriously, what else do you need?
Hmm.
And then Death Smiles 2X came out too. That's the one where they did not localize it for North America. They just brought over the Japanese version and put it up on Games on Demand.
And oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's actually pretty neat. It's $30, which is actually not too bad of a price, considering if you were going to import this, it would probably be, I don't know, they're usually $65, $70 to import these shmups. So I'm going to pick up Death Smiles 2X. I just haven't yet.
And that's a good kind of game that you probably want to have on your hard drive, because you'll just want to like just randomly play it, not have to go get a disc or something.
Right, exactly. It's a game that is nice to have there to start up. I hope Cave, who is the developer of this, decides to do that with a lot of their Japanese releases, because it costs a lot of money to localize these things, and for fighters and shmups, it really doesn't add a ton to have it in English, and you're probably hitting the same market with the people who are going to buy
it. They'll take the bargain. I think they'd rather have it just easy to get and cheap to get.
That's
and unlocalized.
That's it for new releases.
Okay, good. All right, let's move on to something. CAG news and stuff. Well, we can announce. Did I announce the CAG party last week? I don't remember. It's a done deal now. It's definitely happening.
I don't think you said where it is.
Okay, so it's when it's the Wednesday of E3. That's June 8th, and it's at Broadway Bar from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. And it's going to be open bar for the duration, unless I want to go home early and pay. And if I'm tired. No, but it should be okay. I should be able to stay up. So, yeah, just come. Come on down. Say cheap-ass gamer at the door, and you'll be in. And you get to see Shipwreck. Wombat, we need to get the cardboard cut out. So can you... Someone needs to take a picture of you, like your whole body. And I'm going to really order it.
With clothes.
With clothes, yeah. Whatever you want to be... However you want to be represented at the CAG party, you should have that picture taken and give it to me. Okay?
Okay.
Will you really do that?
I'll do my best.
Okay. Do it in your tidy whities.
Actually, there's that good picture of me on my Facebook with me with those stranglehold guns in the suit. That could be a funny cutout.
I'll have to check that.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it? It has to be, you know, high resolution, you know.
It's okay. You could check. You could tell me.
Okay. I'm voting for tidy whities, though.
Yeah, I bet you. I don't own tidy whities.
In a sumo pose.
I don't own tidy whities.
I will
get like a. But, what if I get a couple of diapers and
fine.
Tape them together?
How about it depends?
Depends.
All right. So yeah, that's the big news.
Yeah, and people were asking if they didn't drink, if it was still okay if they came and what.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of gamers talking about nerdy stuff. I mean,
yeah, it's not going to be like we're doing boat races or anything like that.
No. I think, you know. Is it possible to get a ping pong table there? Like, I was thinking we could have an idea where we could, like...
A ping pong table?
We talked about this earlier. You wanted to do a basketball tournament? I'm saying we get a ping pong table, and then we hire people of different races, and then if you play ping pong with them, you're not racist. It's, like, absolves you of your racism.
The racially sensitive ping pong tournament?
I think that's a good idea.
If you have a ping pong table in a bar, you play beer pong.
I don't know. I could ask. I don't know how big it is. I don't know how big
beer
the place
pong is.
Is
fun.
I'll tell you, for Tokyo Game Show, we can do that. We can do the basketball tournament.
Right.
Or the ping pong tournament.
Is there going to be a Tokyo Game Show this year?
Yeah, they said they're doing it.
Okay.
It's going to be hot as fuck. That's the actual subtitle of the show. Tokyo Game Show 2011, hot as fuck. They do actually always give it like some name, some weird name that's completely butchered in English, like gaming is nice or something like that. You know.
But gaming is nice.
It is nice. That would actually be better than what they normally do. Let's see. How about we do an ad from GoDaddy, Wombat? Your favorite elephant killing domain registrar?
Yeah, you know, GoDaddy. Did you know you could get 10% off any order with the code CAG10? How about getting $5 off your $30 order with the code CAG5OFF30? Or a $7.49 domain using the code CAGDOMAIN.
What if I want to shoot an elephant in the face? What can I do?
Well, if you want to shoot an elephant in the face or get deluxe hosting for the price of economy, use the code CAGECO. The E stands for elephant in the face.
And what is really more eco than killing elephants that are
for the environment?
Well, they were attacking this village, Wombat.
That's right.
They were ruining the crops. What are these people going to do if it wasn't for the great white man to come with his gun? And kill
all
the elephants.
That's what white people are for.
Yeah. We kill elephants. And problems. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. How about we move on to multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff? What's up first?
I've been playing Fantastic Four Pinball on Pinball FX.
I have.
Too.
So,
have we all played that?
No.
I have, and you have. What do you think?
I like it quite a bit.
Me too. I like it a lot. It has a lot going on. It's, you know, it's just like the other Marvel tables in the sense of it has a lot going on. There's a lot to do and a lot to see.
How's the voice acting?
Terrible. Just like the other Marvel tables.
It's terrible.
The
Spider-Man one is good. Way though, I think.
Yeah, I think it's that silly kind of terrible.
It's Fantastic Four voice acting terrible. It's got the same kind of tone the live action movie did.
Oh, it's got the same bad. It's being faithful to the movie is what you're saying.
I think so.
In terms of its poor acting.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's fun. You get
there's definitely a lot to do.
And Mr. Fantastic puts his arm out and grabs the ball as it's going around the table. It's fun.
That's fun.
And the thing stomps on the table and your ball jumps. It's pretty cool. And I have two codes to give away for it for the Xbox 360.
Speaking of balls,
yes.
Ty has this snack food, which is really, they're just little balls, like little crunchy balls. So we'll be outside walking down the street and Ty will yell out, I want to eat my balls. And it kills me. I just die laughing.
Anyway, I have two codes for this game to give away.
So whoever can eat their balls.
So whoever put it on video.
Whoever can eat their balls on video, no. Just post in the forum thread a comment about this show or any other show we've ever done.
With a link to you on YouTube eating your balls.
To a link of you on YouTube eating balls.
First person who has a video of themselves on YouTube eating their balls wins Fantastic Four.
No, the first two people.
First two people. How much does the Fantastic, how much does that cost, by the way?
Probably like $3. Okay. I don't even know.
All right. Multi-platforming. I played, I bet you guys didn't. I tried out the Red Faction Armageddon demo.
I played it.
Oh. You know, I'm a little worried about this game because.
Me too.
The guns seem really fun. The guns seem awesome, right? The singularity gun makes like that black hole and everything gets sucked in and explodes. You got the magnet gun, which you can attach like two different things to each other. That's pretty fun. You got that grenade launcher thing and that part seems great. The whole building, you know, when anything that you can destroy and pretty much everything seems destructible, you can rebuild very easily with your nano forge thing. All that seems really cool. I just don't think I want to do it inside a brown planet. Or a red planet.
Yeah, I could. I think, you know, I'm hoping they vary it a little bit. I mean, they kind of allude to it, just with that you start outside, then you go inside, and then outside again. And because the game, yeah, you know, buildings were a big part of the last one.
Yeah.
That made it kind of fun.
And if everything's in a giant cavern, it seems less fun to me.
I could see. You know what else kind of bothered me?
What's that?
In the last game, I liked to take my hammer and hit people when I got close.
Okay.
In this one, they moved it, so it's like a melee, but you have to push in the right stick.
Oh.
And that wasn't very comfortable for me.
Well, they have like now like a force push thing. Did you use that?
Yeah, but you know that has to recharge.
That was pretty cool, though.
It is cool, but you have to wait for it to recharge.
Yeah. So I'm a little concerned about the environments. The weapons seem awesome, though.
So yes, guns are cool.
We'll see. I'm still looking forward to it. Volition makes fun games, so I am...
That's very
cautiously,
soon, too. It's the week of E3
yeah,
that comes out.
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic, but a little concerned. Speaking about concern, I'm also concerned for Gotham City Imposters. But
I'm interested. I mean, it has a lot. Monolith makes good games.
What are some of the good games they've made?
Fear 2.
What are some of the good games they've made?
Fear 2 wasn't bad.
Okay. It's not great. But anything else?
That's it.
All right.
And I like the art style. I think it looks neat for a downloadable game. And, you know, I'm a sucker for anything Batman. So.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Does it have a single player or is it just all multiplayer?
It's all multiplayer. It's an XBLA game or a PSN game, if there's a PSN.
Oh, they also made Condemned, both Condemned games.
There you go.
Oh.
Those are good games.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they made No One Lives Forever. I forgot about that.
Yeah, me too. So Monolith, they make good games.
All right.
Give me that shit.
All right.
They make good games. It's a smaller game. It's, you know, it's not a $60 retail release. So I'll give it a shot. It's definitely different, and it's got Batman sort of in it.
Right. It's got Batman Imposters.
It's got
so
Batman.
You play a guy like in a like a hockey mask, basically. Like from the like in the Dark Knight, the beginning.
Yeah,
of the Dark
like
Knight.
The guy who gets killed. Yeah.
Yeah. So you, you oh that's like with a catcher's chest pad
with the,
on.
With the catcher's yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between me and you? I'm not wearing hockey pads.
That's good. I thought Christian Bale was on the show.
Right. What the fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
No, that sounded like your grandma trying to do a Christian Bale impersonation.
Right, that sounded more like the guy from Lifestyles in The Rich and Famous.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So he can speak without an American without an English accent, and he sort of like when he was yelling at that dude, it was I think he was still speaking American.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch this leaked video footage from the Old Republic, the Star Wars MMO?
Why would I watch that?
Because they've spent like $80 million making it, aren't you? And it's Star Wars. Aren't you curious to see what comes out of it?
But I don't have anything to play it on. I don't pay attention to things I can't play.
Well, is it not going to be on Mac?
I don't think so. And my Mac couldn't handle it anyway.
I mean, there was an hour of footage. I wonder if it's still there, if they took it down. But I watched a lot of it. I mean, it looks kind of good, actually. It has the like the dialogue trees from Mass Effect.
Well, I mean, it's made by BioWare. Yeah,
I know,
that's the
but
big deal,
but it's
that it has all this, this dialogue to it.
Yeah, it's gone. I think it looks good. I don't know. I look good. I was surprised. It looked like it's fun to watch people swing lightsabers at each other. I think we can all agree about that. I don't know, and it's Star Wars. It has the Star Wars fonts, dude.
It needs to be on consoles.
Yeah, it's not probably not going to be.
I know.
But maybe it should be because they spent so much money on it. They might have to do that. Just for a chance. I mean, $80 million. It's a lot. You need a lot of subscribers to to make up for that money. Anything else? Should we move on to Sony? The Sony drama just keeps continuing, huh? So, like, PSN comes back and then... I guess they sent out emails to people saying you can reset your password on the website, and it turned out that that website was compromised. So they had to shut down the website.
Well, I don't know if the website was just compromised. There's just a way to – there was a way to overcome it and change pretty much anybody's password. All you really needed was their email and birthday apparently, and you could reset
the changed your password actually.
My password? Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was changing wombats all day long.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you could do that, and I still would have, even if you didn't do that, I'm still going to have to go and do forgot password the next time I sign in, because I already forgot the password that I used when I signed up again on Sunday.
I think it was Hang On Sloopy.
Was it Hang On Sloopy? Sloopy Hang On?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Things just, and in Japan, PlayStation Network is not up yet because the government here is making Sony prove that it's safe. And they have pretty, I was talking to my wife about it briefly, and she said they have some strong personal information protection laws here. And Sony's probably going to be in trouble and have to, pay the piper. And so we don't know when it's coming back in Japan. So I can't do anything. I don't think I can anyway. I haven't actually tried because, really, who cares? But the only thing, it would be good if it stopped asking me, to sign into PlayStation Network every time I play Gran Turismo, but it's okay. So they announced their Welcome Back package. Now, these are the free games that we're all going to get for the almost month of downtime. I have all the games except for which one?
Dead Nation.
Dead Nation, right.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the one that people might not have.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard good things about it, though. I was considering picking that up prior to this.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, me too. So that's cool. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to playing that.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe I'll just get Infamous to have on my hard drive.
Yeah, that's
but the new one's coming out.
That's the trick, is that you're going to pick one of these, even though you don't need it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it anyways.
You're never going to play it. You're going to get the new one, Infamous.
I know
that. That's not on the list here. He's got to pick two games from this list. This is how it works.
Get
So it's Dead Nation, Wipeout? Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, and Wipeout HD Plus Fury.
Wipeout is cool.
It is cool, but I have it.
Oh.
What am I going to do? Why am I downloading a game?
I got it. I got the solution. Get two Dead Nations.
There you go.
And sell the other one on eBay. Done. Done and done. See, yeah, I told you white people solve problems. I didn't even have to kill any elephants.
Not yet.
I'm ahead of the curve today.
You're pretty good. Yeah, no, pretty much. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, it sucks asshole. That's the word I wanted to use.
What, my suggestions?
No, I just mean the game choices.
Oh, you don't like them?
They're old games that a lot of...
What would you see? Would you want to see Mass Effect 2 or something?
It should be games that may have gotten that were well received, but maybe didn't sell a lot. But most of these games are relatively large sellers.
Like every first party Sony title?
Like Infamous and Little Big Planet are big sellers.
And Super Stardust HD. I mean, who doesn't have Super Stardust HD?
Isn't that almost a launch title?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, why not a game like Mag that was very well received? And I know a lot of people that have played it that have really liked it.
Mag would have been a good idea, actually.
I never quite picked it up, but if everybody had it, an online, you know, what better way to say our network is working perfectly than to sell a game that requires it?
Oh, maybe that's the problem because it's not up yet. You can. You can play online now, right?
That's what I mean.
You just can't get the games yet, right? Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it makes so much sense. The game was not a huge hit. It did well.
They could make money on the DLC if people like
it. And they can make money on the DLC.
Yeah, same thing with Mod Nation Racers. Like, they offered it up for the PSP, which you get two games on PSP as well. Mm-hmm. But they offered up the PSP version of Mod Nation Racers. Give us the PS3 version of that. I would pick that up.
There's so much DLC for both of those games. It'll make your head fly off your shoulders.
If it was Mod Nation Racers and Mag, two games that are kind of heavily tied into the PlayStation Network, have tons of DLC, and were not huge earth-shattering hits, games that the average PS3 owner may not have. I mean, it just seems to make sense. Like, oh, we're really sorry this happened. Here's some games that are very good, but you may have missed them. Plus, if you like them, here's more stuff you can buy.
Yeah. You're right. These games are pretty old that they're offering. Most people probably have most of them.
It just seems like a missed... It's a missed opportunity on both ends to give us stuff we may want and to still find a way to make money off it.
Exactly. Well, Wombat, once again, a large corporation has not hired the Wombat and Shipwreck Consulting Company, and because of that... they have come up with an inferior solution to their problem.
You mean Batship Insane Industries.
Batship Insane. Is it Industries?
Industries. Heavy Industries.
Heavy Industries. Yes. Well, maybe they will learn for next time after they heard your solution for this one.
So stupid.
Let's see. Also, the PlayStation phone, the so-called PlayStation phone, is coming out in America next week, I think. The Xperia Play, which is not really the PlayStation phone. People are just calling it that. It's really just an Android phone that is PlayStation certified, so it can play PS1 games.
I'm getting a new phone next week. Do you think I should go with this or the iPhone 4?
Let me tell you this. If I told you you could play Siphon Filter 1 on your phone, would that make you buy this phone? He wears a tuxedo in a museum.
They should basically just rename this thing the PlayStation fanboy detector revealer. Because if you see somebody with this phone, you know that they're a Sony fanboy. Because really, what other reason would you have for buying this thing? You have to play Cool Borders on your phone?
Guess. I don't...
I mean...
I'm not really sure.
I got to see how much they charge for these games, too. I'm interested in that.
I would assume it'll be the same price as what they are on PSN. So like $7.
You know what they should do? They should, so when this thing goes on sale, they should have like a big launch party, like in New York or something. And they have it inside, they have it in Rockefeller Center in one of the buildings there. When people go inside the building to get the phone, you close the door, and then you just launch the building into space.
That seems a little extreme.
And then just think how much better the internet forums would be.
Then everybody can get their Windows 7 phones, right?
Exactly. Yes, that's the hot shit.
Yeah, that could also be called a fanboy detector if you want to play both sides of the fence.
Well, there's people who really don't care about Xbox and still would buy that phone, I think.
So you're saying the only people that are going to buy the experience?
Yes.
That
really, yes. Yeah. Yes, our Sony PlayStation fanboys.
So when I see someone on the subway crying, holding an Xperia phone, mm-hmm. I'll know it's because Aris just died.
You'll know, like...
That's not on
like
there,
the
is it?
A joke.
Is
no,
that
no,
on
no.
There?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
You'll know the PlayStation Network just got hacked again. That's what you'll know. Anyway, maybe it's awesome. What do I know? I just can't imagine why you'd want to play PlayStation 1 games anymore on a phone. All right, let's move on to Microsoft, Wombat. So I didn't really read too much about this, but the gist is there's a new dashboard update for the Xbox 360 that one of the things it does, or maybe the only thing that it does, is it supports larger capacity on the DVDs. And apparently some older Xboxes aren't compatible with it, and Microsoft will replace it. Replace your Xbox if this is the case.
With the 250 gig hard drive model too.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
I know. I think everybody's hoping they have one of these, right? That doesn't work anymore.
Oh man, I gotta check actually. I gotta plug. I have some old ones. I got two old ones right here.
Right. I've got the one slim and the two old ones. So I don't know. Is this firmware update out there yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, it depends. The statement. Anything. Yeah. Following a recent update to our system software, we have become aware of an issue that is preventing a very small number of our Xbox 360 owners from playing retail game discs. So they're saying it was a recent update that I don't remember happening.
I see.
I think there
was
the
official word.
Well, maybe it has nothing to do with this, with the larger capacity.
Yeah, that was kind of taken out of the joystick post.
I see.
Oh, okay. That's different than what I read earlier today then. Okay.
Well, the point, yeah. I think the main takeaway from this is if your Xbox doesn't work anymore after whatever update just happened or recent update, then you can get a free one from Microsoft.
It must be a tiny percentage if they're willing to do this.
Exactly. Oh boy, I got to check mine. I'm so pissed because I bought You Don't Know Jack for Xbox 360 when I was in Hawaii and it's region locked. I can't believe they region locked that. Most Xbox 360 games these days in America are not region locked, it seems. Some of them are, but I figure like this little game, like they're really going to region lock this? And they did. So I need to get an American Xbox with HDMI so I can plug it into my system.
Or you could get the PlayStation 3 version and play with me.
Well, I meant just in case there's other situations like this. But yeah, probably I'll just do that because it's a lot easier. Oh, you have the PS3 version?
Yeah, I have the PS3 version.
Oh, why did you tell me? I would have just bought that one. Oh, I need a white man to come and fix this.
And shoot your elephant.
Oh, man. What else we got going on in the world
of
Microsoft?
I got a new game for my Xbox 360.
Uh-huh.
A little game called Connectimals.
Oh, wow.
I know you're jealous.
Yeah. How awesome is it?
I got myself a tiger. That's all I got.
You haven't bought all the new DLC yet? I saw a whole bunch
there
more cats
came
out.
I don't think that's DLC. I think it's just like avatar pets.
Oh, really? I thought it was in I thought it was in the part of
the
marketplace
to get more cats in your game, you have to buy the stuffed animals.
Have you done that?
What does that mean? Oh, and then you scan it into the...
Yeah, you scan it on
so
the...
That's so evil.
Yeah. So you buy the stuffed cats, which I don't... I mean, it's not like I need to do that. There's, six cats in the game. That's enough.
Right.
Right now, I only have two that I could play with. The tiger.
How much is the cat?
I don't know. Oh, they're $10.
Oh, okay.
For the stuffed cats, $10.
That's pretty weird. Okay.
It is pretty weird. I mean, it's not a terrible game. Sabrina likes it.
See,
and
I know that I get that your kid likes it and that it's fun to play, a game with your kid, but if I want to jump around my living room, I think I'd much rather jump around outside or something and just go and,
Well,
kick
it was
a soccer
raining
ball
on Sunday.
I know, but I don't know. It seems very unnecessary to me, this whole Kinect thing. It's ugly.
Yes and no.
What's ugly about it?
It's big. It's so big.
No, it's not.
Why is it so big? It's giant.
It's not that big.
It's big. It's like a foot long, right?
Here's where it was kind of cool, though. What's cool about Kinectimals is at the title screen, they give you that, like, the cone to stand in, so you know you're in the right area.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you on the screen. But within the cone is a circle. And if I stand in the circle, then Kinectimals registers that the person standing in the circle, that's the focus person. So if there's a person standing next to me, the Kinect knows that that person isn't playing. So I can play Kinectimals with Sabrina standing next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she could kind of pretend to play because she's still too young to really...
Right. So you're doing all the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And so was fun.
You're tricking her. She thinks she's playing, but she's not.
Exactly. But so what? She thinks she's playing and having a good time. I'm actually doing stuff so the game progresses. And it was fun until there was a scene in Kinectimals where you need to volley a beach ball back and forth with your tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And Sabrina took a real beach ball and threw it at the TV.
Nice. At least it was a beach ball.
Yeah. Oh, please. And even that kind of gave me a mini heart attack. So... Right. That's when we stopped playing Kinectimals for the day.
Now, how often has this happened to you yet that she'll walk across the screen and it'll recognize her and then all of a sudden it'll just set her up as the player?
Yeah, it doesn't, she's still a little too short. So it has trouble, but sometimes she'll walk in front and my leg will flip around because the Kinect has no idea what just happened. So that happens.
Yeah, my niece, whenever she comes over, it seems like she'll just walk in front of the TV and then all of a sudden she'll be player one. And then I have to tell her to stand still. Okay, hold your arm there. Just hold it still. No, a little bit to the right. Now down. No, just hold it there. Hold your arm there.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, so.
It's really finicky, the Kinect. If one person just gets a little too close into the frame, then it's all screwed. So it's okay, let's play this. It's almost worse than the needing room thing is the, okay, everybody out of the living room, I want to play Kinect for 5 minutes. So it's sort of it's a party game. It's a party game that's the anti-party game because the best way to play it, even if you have enough room for two people, if you have five people at your house, those three people need to go as far away from you as possible so it doesn't screw up the two people that are being registered.
Well, except in Dance Central. Dance Central does it somehow very well, where people can be doing stuff in the background and it picks out the person who's dancing or the people that are dancing.
That's good.
Yeah. Which is probably why that's the most successful game.
That also just dropped in price to $30.
I think they got to have come out with the Kinect Slim, right? At E3 this year, $100.
I don't know. I just got a Kinect.
This holiday. I mean, it's got to be $100 by the holiday.
We'll see. Well, mine cost me $50, so I can't complain too much. But and Kinect was only $30, so I can't complain too much about that either.
We'll see. This Child of Eden thing looks good with Kinect, so hopefully they have a much smaller one by the time it comes out.
It's not as big as you. I don't know why you think it's so huge.
Your entertainment center is huge, Cheapy. You can find room for this thing.
It's not huge. It's very streamlined. I like to keep it streamlined.
It fits on top of my TV without any additional support.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad about it. I feel like it's cramping my style.
Also, we both got suckered into buying one. You should too.
No. See, I'm holding out, dude. That's probably why we can't get into the Microsoft press conference, the E3 press conference. They're probably giving out the new Slims. Right underneath the Slim Kinects under everybody's seat.
I doubt that.
Right, I doubt it too. They just don't like us.
You.
Me. Oh, they love you.
They hate
me. Yeah, you're their best friend.
They hate me so much.
Right. You only called Major Nelson a vagina clown. Mm-hmm.
Ronald McDonald
of Microsoft.
That I called him as that too, yes, yeah. 4 years ago.
Yeah. He thinks he doesn't forget that shit.
No, he doesn't. He's like an elephant. We need a white person to shoot him.
That disrespect is, that just cannot be tolerated.
No, not as someone as important as him.
Exactly. Let's see. Oh, here's a question for you, Shipwreck.
It's for all of us.
From No, it's for you.
Okay, it's for me.
From JCam2 on Twitter, will Microsoft ever release a 3DS NGP competitor or stick with Windows Phone 7 Portable Live Arcade? Of the games we own might be good. What? A portable live arcade of the games we own might be good. Shipwreck, what is your answer?
I think they're sticking with the Windows Phone 7, although he is right. Just a portable device that you could sync up to your Xbox Live Arcade games and that's all it played would be great. But it's...
How much would you pay for that?
$200.
$200. Just for that. Okay, just to play Xbox Live Arcade games.
Yeah, I mean, okay. There's a huge selection of games on there, and they're good.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
What do you guys think? I mean, Windows Phone 7.
I like that idea of being able to get the same game on, especially if it can carry over my saves. That's the important thing. Well, this is what Sony says they're doing with the NGP. Sort of. Maybe that's what they're doing. But I don't know. Probably not.
If they can pull
that
it
sounds
out,
like one of those.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, you have all of those Xbox Live Arcade games or PSN games that are, for the most part, relatively simple and would be able to be played, I think, on a portable device. I mean, these systems are 5-year-old hardware now. I think we can play the same thing on portable devices.
I might be interested in that too, actually. Might be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe. Especially if I don't have to buy the games twice. That's
the key part right there.
That's the key part.
Yeah.
And the cloud saving. Let's move on to Nintendo. A question from Mr. Monopoly on Twitter. With E3 and the 3DS eShop coming, speculate what games you want and how much they would cost. See, I'm not that excited to play old Nintendo games on a portable on my 3DS. That doesn't interest me very often. I've played Nintendo a lot when it was out, you know.
Well, these are just old portable Nintendo games, right? They're not NES games.
So even worse. Like I want to play like old Game Boy Advance games or something. Want to buy those again? I don't want to do that. How about some original stuff? How about something that shows off the 3D in an interesting way? That's what I'm interested in. And don't make it cost more than
$5. I still think they're looking at the 3D. I wouldn't say necessarily in the wrong way, but not in the way I'd like to see it. I mean, I want to see a side-scrolling game that has depth, not something that jumps in my face. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know if their 3D really jumps in your face, but yeah, I mean, I would like to see something like that, I guess, if it's fine, and keep it cheap. I'm not going to spend $5. I'll pay $5 for something on there. I'm not probably going to spend much more than $5 to download
$5?
Something on my 3DS. $5, $5.
$5.
I'll spend $6. I'll tell you what. That's the kind of guy I am. What about you guys? You guys have some games that you have to play on a 3DS?
I don't have a 3DS, let alone games I need to play on.
I know.
I'm not buying a 3DS until they come out with the second version of it.
Right.
I know they're going to, and it's going to be better.
Of course it will. And
so why should I buy one now?
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
It's stupid. Only stupid people would buy a 3DS now. Stupid people. Stop being stupid all the time.
I was stupid.
That way it gets to the second revision.
No, right, it's fat people with naked lady tattoos peeing themselves and buying 3DSs.
Right. I don't even think they would buy it. He would just piss on it in the store.
He go, hey, Ma, look at this. It's in 3Ds.
I'm pissing on this thing in 3D.
It's like the avatars.
All right. Let's. Anything else for Nintendo? That was it. We have one question about Nintendo, and
it's
kind of
slow on the Nintendo front right now. I mean, it's going to blow up at E3, but right now,
they're waiting for something.
I saw. Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in seeing what this Wii 2 is. Did you see what IGN did? I don't even remember how I found this, but IGN basically, you know, we sort of based on the rumors, we sort of know what kind of processors and graphics cards are being used in the new Wii or whatever it's called. Project Cafe. So IGN built a computer with those parts and then ran games on it to see what they would look like and how they would compare to like an Xbox or a PlayStation, which I don't know if that really has any, like technically speaking, if that really shows anything at all, but it was like an interesting idea, I guess.
Sure.
And they basically said it looked a little better than Xbox and PlayStation. But I don't, I'm rooting for Nintendo. I hope this thing is really exciting. I can't wait for E3. I can't wait for the press conference. We got into that press conference, Ship.
Well, I know.
No problem.
I think we should have an appointment with Nintendo, too, if all goes right.
No. He even invited me.
Really?
Yeah, I can't go, though.
All right, we'll sell that on eBay with the extra dead space, dead nation. Your extra dead nation. Let's move on to Apple Corner. Blood Pop writes in and he says, my question, do you think, Cheapy, do you think you made the right decision buying a MacBook Air? Do you think you'll regret it? It's awesome. I took it with me yesterday. I was going to ask you, Ship, like, you just bought a MacBook Pro. Why did you get the Pro and not the Air?
Because the Pro is faster and it's got the better graphics card.
But what are you doing on there that needs better, faster, and graphics card?
Well, I plan to be doing some videos here.
Oh, video rendering. Okay, yes. I'll give you that. Okay, well, that's a good reason then. But if you're not going to be doing that, then this MacBook Air, I'll tell you, it's incredible. It's so fast. I mean, it's fast because of the solid state drive. And the processor may not be that fast, but shit just turns on in 10 seconds and you're good to go. You're connected to the internet, ready to go.
Yeah, I wish awesome. I wish my Pro had the solid state drive, but they're just so expensive. Like,
I know. But it's really worth it. It's amazing. You know, I had to reboot my iMac here. It took like a minute and change, I think. This thing, literally 10 seconds. It's on and off. It turns off even quicker, actually. Like 5 seconds. I don't know. I think it's great. They did say that there's going to be new processes coming out soon. So then I might regret it when that happens. But right now I'm loving it. I think it's awesome. On to the CAG bag. Are you ready? Fendozer writes in. He says, do any of you guys care about Modern Warfare 3? Just the same shit to me. Well, I saw Kotaku had this big scoop about Modern Warfare 3. They had all these details.
I couldn't believe that it had soldiers in it. When I saw those screenshots of soldiers.
I was so uninterested. I mean, I thought it was interesting that they got the leak. That was interesting to me. And that the story, when last I checked, that his story had 4 million views on it. I thought that was interesting, but I didn't even care enough to read it. It's like, I saw a picture and it looked like Modern Warfare. And I was like, oh, yep, it's Modern Warfare. It's going to have like some story that makes no sense and shooting people in the face.
The last one had a story that made some sense.
Black Ops did.
Yeah,
Modern Warfare didn't.
Well, no, Modern Warfare didn't. But
right, Modern Warfare is the series that where it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but they're good games. That's all I need to know about it. Mm. Like,
yeah, but are you excited about it?
It's several months away still. Like,
were you excited about it enough that you read the article?
No, I rest my case. But I didn't read it.
I rest my case.
It's going to be a good game.
Thank you.
They're always good games.
Right. I'm sure it's good. I do. I just want to.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It's just, you know what. I can't imagine what they're going to show me that's going to make me go, wow, at this point.
Like, point proved.
Like last year where you could fly a helicopter. That was their big selling point.
Innovation. Yeah. That was pretty cool, though, actually.
You know what the big innovation was? It was, holy crap, that's really Eminem and Rihanna. That was. It's like, wait a minute, is that really Rihanna?
Rihanna's in the game? No. Let's see. What else we got? Okay, here's a question from Angel White 7. And she writes in, what can a girlfriend do to get gamer street cred?
I don't even have gamer street cred, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, if you come to the CAG E3 party and you grab Shipwreck's ass.
So much gamer then, street cred there.
Yeah, you grab a little Shipwreck ass at the CAG E3 party. Then you're going to get the ultimate gamer street cred.
If she wakes up in the morning and looks to her left and sees a redhead and looks to her right and sees a bald guy,
right.
she's got gamer street cred.
Yes. And she better keep her mouth shut if she knows what's good for her.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Good. We need more information on this. Like, is she just looking for like a certain gamer to think that she has gaming knowledge or something? Or
maybe just... when she goes on Xbox Live. What's that website that you love, Wombat?
Oh, Fat Ugly or Slutty.com or Slutty.
Right. Maybe she goes on Xbox Live and she's called Fat Ugly or Slutty whenever she opens her mouth and she's wanting to get some street cred.
No, it says girlfriend. Okay. So she's yeah, trying to.
Just trying to impress her boyfriend.
Yeah. It's Fat Ugly or Slutty.
We need to know how old she is because I could be heading into some dark territory if she's like 15.
So, you know, if she's over 18, I mean, really the best way is to email us all nude pictures. No? That's it. Yeah, right. You didn't know?
Play Portal. Play Portal 2.
There you go.
He'll like that.
Okay.
Portal 2 is really good. I finished that.
Mm-hmm. So did I.
I didn't.
You didn't. You suck.
I played it yesterday, though.
We would so be talking about it now if you had finished it.
I tried.
You know what the best part is? That part at the end where...
Stop it.
Mrs. Shipwreck bought me some Halo Mega Blocks. That got her some gaming street credit.
Oh, nice. Yeah, buy your boyfriend some Halo Mega Blocks.
I got the...
And then touch his penis after.
The limited edition pink Ryu Hayabusa armor Master Chief or Spartan or whatever. So I got that on my desk. I got that going for me.
Very cool. You know what? Here's a little spoiler tip for you, Chibi. Portal switch tip. Just shoot one portal to that other one side, and then shoot another portal to the other side, and that's how you do the puzzle.
And then walk through it?
Yeah.
Got it.
You got it?
That game does make me feel smart. I haven't really gotten stuck very often.
I was very proud that I beat that game without using a FAC. So...
Yeah.
Yep,
I haven't had to do that. I don't with the way it's going. I don't think I'll have to. But there were some couple of moments there where I was a little lost.
I'd ask like, you how far along you are, but even that's a spoiler.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
I'll just say one thing: gel.
I don't even know what that means.
All right, it's the stuff you put in your hair. Not me.
Oh, I thought you said Joe. I'm like,
no, gel.
Gel.
Let's see. Here we go. Cameron Farrell writes in. Should one get a PS3 now or wait until after E3 or not even trust it at all? Shipwreck, your answer?
Wait until after E3. There's price drops coming.
Yeah. Definitely wait and see what they offer, and then you can decide if you want to spend the money on it.
Yeah, at the very least, there's going to be either price drops or a bundle of some sort coming soon.
Or they're going out of business. No, they're not doing that.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Poor Sony. Sony's just like, I was thinking about this. You know, their problem isn't so much this PlayStation Network breakdown. Problem is just like, do you remember Sony used to have the magic? Like, do you remember when the Walkman came out and you tried that thing out for the first time and it was just amazing? And you just sit around your house listening to that and, you know, Sony ruled that space and.
Then the Discman.
And just amazing technology would come out. And like Sony was like a magic company. They came out with all these products that nobody else had and just were like, you know, change your life in a way. Yeah. The Discman was incredible. Who could imagine that you could have a portable CD player? You know, those things skipped, but they did it and it was awesome. And now like, look what they're reduced to. You know, they make nice TVs. They make very good TVs, but a lot of people make good TVs. You know, and it's, to the end of the day, it's just a TV. You know, they make PlayStation 3, which is, you know, it's fine. It's not, didn't come out of nowhere like the original PlayStation and, you know, and even PlayStation 2 and just like really super impress us, I think. It seems like they're really just playing catch up now to everything. And Apple is the magic company now. Apple's making the products that are changing people's lives in a way and the way people do things, not Sony. Sony's just responding. You know, Sony just announced their tablets.
They're trying,
but it's just like, there's no innovation.
I think the PSP was somewhat ahead of its time. That it was so much more powerful than any portable gaming system we've seen before, but the UMD thing kind of killed it.
There's a fatal, there was like always like some sort of flaw that just keeps this thing from being truly awesome.
I don't know. Like, they'll get it back. They'll come out with something.
It's just, it's been a long time, dude. It's been a long time. I was thinking about that, you know? Because I remember even like, you know, playing PS2 and playing those console, like the first console games online. I mean, the first like of that, you know, I'm not including Dreamcast shit and all that.
They need
Sega Channel.
They need just, to like, it was worked well. Software side is the issue, I think.
I don't know what it is, but it's just it's sad. They're just like just a shell of what they used to be. You know, I'm gonna be excited about the PlayStation phone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm done now.
Okay, good.
But that's, you know, people can forgive a lot. You know, if you fuck up with like, you know, by accident you leak all their information to hackers. You know, people can even forgive that. If you put out like some kick-ass products, people will buy your shit and stop talking about boycotting. You know, the whole like Apple with the location, found that Apple was like storing your location everywhere you went with your iPhone. People don't give a shit though, because their phones are awesome and they're gonna buy it no matter what. Sony doesn't have that type of credibility anymore. It's a sad day. Next question. Some of these are horrible.
Stop moving all around the outline, Chip. Making me dizzy.
PSN Zarek asks if says Cheapy, does your wife cry when you have sex like in those Japan pornos? Wombat wanted me to ask because he likes to make women cry.
That is a fact.
You could have just asked me directly. You didn't have to do it through a third party and then have him ask on the show.
Well, you know, it's kind of how I roll.
That's like a weird Japanese porn thing. Like the women aren't supposed to look like they're enjoying it. So they cry. My wife cries for all kinds of reasons.
And she also looks like she's not enjoying it when you have sex.
Right. Mm-hmm. No. I don't think, you don't think real women do that. Well, no, she enjoys it. Come on, dude. Who would not enjoy a baked potato with arms having sex with them? Come on. Can't pass that shit up. Lethal Dose 187 writes in, I have a PS3 and an Xbox 360 and wondered, would it be dumb to get the same games for both systems? Wombat, you have the answer.
It depends on why you're buying.
No, it's dumb. The answer is yes, it's dumb. It's very dumb. Why would you buy the same games for both systems?
No. Let's say you buy a game.
Dumb.
And it could be cheap. B, you could have lots of friends that have it on one console and lots of friends that have it on another console. But you want to be the guy who plays it with all his friends.
Dumb. Buy it for Xbox 360. Get all your friends to buy it for Xbox 360.
Look at you. Would you work for Xbox 360 now?
My goodness.
Right. Actually, burn your Xbox 360. They're not letting us into their press conference. Only buy games for PS3.
Yeah, and when Bill Gates stops sucking your dick, we can move on to the next question.
And then go pick up one of those Xperia Play phones. I heard there's a building somewhere downtown. Bring your spacesuit. Bickle. I don't know. We're done, I think.
We're done.
I think we did this one already. I'm not sure. Oh, no. Well, we talked about this a million times.
Okay.
We're done. Screw it. Somebody was complaining that our shows are too short now, but I was trying in like last week's show comments, and I tried to explain to them that, you know, you guys are at work all day, and by the time you come home, you know, you're probably pretty tired. And Wombat, of course, has one kid and another kid on the way, and Shipwreck has got those Halo Mega Blocks that he's got to take care of.
They don't build themselves.
Exactly. So these guys, you know, have to get to bed and they have stuff to do. So it's tough with the time difference for us to really do a very long show. And besides, it's, you know, how long do you really need? 80 minutes around there is good enough for anybody. Listen to it twice.
Yeah.
You probably missed some gems when you listened to it through the first time. So you should probably listen to it twice.
You should listen to it twice. You can hear all the things I say under my breath.
Yeah. You can hear
also, there's the backward speech. Don't forget the backward speech.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're always laying down a lot of subcontext in there, too. I mean,
yeah.
It requires a second. Earlier in an episode that you might not get the first time around.
Exactly. So, and actually, instead of not just listen to it twice, you should download it twice just to make sure. Let's see. How about some coupon codes for GoDaddy for your web hosting and domain registration needs? 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30. $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. And get free deluxe hosting for the price of the shitty one with CAG Eco.
Do we still have a Netflix code?
No.
Wow.
Maybe? Get a new one. All right.
I think we still have a Netflix code.
Oh, we do?
I occasionally get checks every once in a while, so I would assume we still have a Netflix code.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is it still, what is it, netflix.com/CAGcast? Does that still work?
I don't know. I can try it right now. netflix.com/CAGcast. Did that ever work? Oh, it gave me something. Something happened. I don't know. You could try it. Maybe. Hey, give it a shot. Maybe we'll get some money. Maybe we won't. Be a surprise for everybody.
I'm just saying because I know Shipwreck just signed up for Netflix. It really is so awesome that if you don't have instant, if you have a console, doesn't matter what console, but don't have Netflix, I feel like you're missing out.
Yeah, I see. You know, I have Apple TV and they have Netflix on there. And I know it's region blocked, but I logged in with my dad's account just to try to see if it would work. And it lets you see everything. It lets you get the full interface with all the movies and everything. But when you try to watch something, it tells you it's region locked. So it's like the biggest cock tease because you can see all the shit on there.
You mean you could actually see that you could watch the Sweet Life with Zach and Cody
exactly,
movie?
Exactly. And then I'm like, oh, man, that's Zach. Awesome.
I'm more of a Cody, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks to everybody for listening to the show. Definitely follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GBD, wombat5277, or Shipwreck. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/GBASGamer. Don't forget to keep those plastic hangers handy in case of emergency. And we will catch you next week.
And remember, don't sleep with the maid. It'll bite you in the butt about 13 years later.
Oh, is the kid 13?
Yeah, he's like 12 or 13.
Oh, I didn't realize like how, you know.
Yeah, did you see the pictures of her? The woman?
No. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, what?
Horrible? Horrible?
Yes. Yes.
Maria Shriver looks pretty horrible.
Yeah, she's not the most attractive woman, but you know what? Maria Shriver's more attractive than the maid.
Wow. Arnold.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Are we done?
Bread's done. There you go.